Welcome to Rinse This.
Let's open the game!
The only show where the tools are sharp, but the insults are sharper.
Corvairs weren't that narrow. Did you narrow that hood?
I did.
Today, we've got a team trying to fix a classic muscle car using a mixture of elbow grease and absolutely terrible decisions.
That's America right there, boy.
And right on cue, here's Spooky Joe.
A fine display of flappery, I say.
And yes, the sex toys he wears as horns are exactly how he got his nickname. The Thompson's home has great bones.
So what do you guys think of this?
If you can see them under the peeling paint, overgrown hedges, and a porch that's been supporting raccoons better than people.
This isn't so bad.
But with a fresh vision, a little sweat, and a lot of mulch.
We're getting the yard ready for sod.
This place is about to become the envy of the neighborhood.
In the summer of 1943, the plains of Kursk became a crucible of fire, where more than 3,000 tanks clashed in the largest armored battle in history. Every commander knew the stakes. Every soldier understood the cost. What unfolded wasn't just strategy. It was survival, etched into steel and smoke. Here, along the misty edge of the Pacific Northwest, life breathes in quiet harmony. The ancient cedars rise like sentinels, guarding a world rich with secrets. Beneath their branches, the black-tailed deer moves with delicate precision, aware of every sound, every shadow. In this timeless forest, survival is not a battle, but a dance. When investigators opened the small leather ledger found in Evelyn Ward's basement, what they discovered instead were names, dates, and coded remarks no one could explain. As detectives dug deeper, one chilling realization emerged. These weren't records of debts owed. They were records of lives taken.